Brian dropped to her knees. "If I must part from your grace, grant me the honor of arming you for battle." Catelyn heard someone snigger behind her. "She loves him, poor thing," she thought, sadly. She'd play his squire just to touch him, and never care how great a fool they think her. "Granted," Renly said. "Now leave me, all of you. Even kings must rest before a battle." "My lord," Catelyn said, "there was a small sept in the last village we passed. If you will not permit me to depart for Riverrun, grant me leave to go there and pray." "As you will. Sir Robar, give Lady Stark safe escort to this sept, but see that she returns to us by dawn." "You might do well to pray yourself," Catelyn added. "For victory?" "For wisdom." Renly laughed. "Loris, stay and help me pray. It's been so long I've quite forgotten how. As to the rest of you, I want every man in place by first light, armed, armored, and horsed. We shall give Stannis a dawn he will not soon forget." Dusk was falling when Catelyn left the pavilion. Sir Robar Royce fell in beside her. She knew him slightly, one of Bronzion's sons, comely in a rough-hewn way, a tawny warrior of some renown. Renly had gifted him with a rainbow cloak and a suit of blood-red armour, and named him one of his seven. "You are a long way from the Vale, sir," she told him.
"And you far from Winterfell, my lady."
"I know what brought me here, but why have you come? This is not your battle, no more than it is mine."
"I made it my battle when I made Renly my king."
"The Royces are bannermen to House Arryn. My lord father owes Lady Lyser fealty, as does his heir. A second son must find glory where he can." Sir Robar shrugged. "A man grows weary of tourneys." He could not be older than 21, Catelyn thought, of an age with his king. But her king, her Rob, had more wisdom at 15 than this youth had ever learned. Or so she prayed. In Catelyn's small corner of the camp, Shad was slicing carrots into a kettle. Hal Mullen was dicing with three of his Winterfell men, and Lucas Blackwood sat sharpening his dagger.
"Lady Stark," Lucas said when he saw her, "Mullen says it is to be battle at dawn."
"Hal has the truth of it," she answered. And a loose tongue as well, it would seem.
"Do we fight or flee?"
"We pray, Lucas," she answered him. "We pray."